Good morning, everyone. We are continuing our series, Emerging with Shiva Lessons, going through all the chapters in Emerging with Shiva in the order in which the talks were given. And we're doing chapter 34 today, starting it, Colors Magic. Most of the material was given in 1960, but some from 1986 has been added. So when Gurudeva starts talking about the devas, you know that's from 1986, not from 1960. Lesson 232, Color Flooding Your Aura, text. You as a devotee have often gone to the temple with your problems and placed them at the feet of the deity. In the unseen world of the Devaloka, what actually happens is that the deity and his many devas work with your problems by working with your aura. Most especially the inner aura, by disintegrating or clearing up any congestion they find. They lighten the darker colors that were created by traveling through troubled states of mind, infusing them with rays of white and violet light from the inner sanctum. We rarely see this happening, but we can certainly feel it, and we depart the temple feeling relieved and freed from congestion and worry. Often we can hardly remember what we were upset about. Then I have a short commentary from the Saivachastras. This is written from the Deva's perspective. So when it says we, it means the Deva's. Flowers glow similar to the vibhuti within our plane. They have a yellow glow and a pink glow. Fluorescent-like radiations occur, as does the perfume of cut fruit glow, and rise into our atmosphere like a vapor, beautiful to behold. We can, from where we are, take the prana from flowers or cut fruit and reflect it back into your auras, giving them a nice, polished straightening of congestions here and there. Then we get a longer commentary. This is from my publisher's desk. Essential ingredients for a powerful puja. It's just doing the last one, which is the fifth one, which is the same idea elaborated. So the other four are not for this presentation. A fifth ingredient is offerings of cut fruit, cooked food, water, fragrant flowers, and milk. These play an important part in the inner workings of the puja. The deity does not utilize the gross physical substance being offered, but rather utilizes the life energy or prana within it as the priest presents the offerings. The same principles hold true for the fire ritual known as yajna or homa. Jayendrapuri Mahaswamiji, head of Kailasashram in Bengaluru, visited our monastery in Hawaii a few years ago. His three priests performed an elaborate yajna in our Kadaval temple with offerings of grains and woods they had brought from India. Afterwards, Swamiji explained that Agni, the god of fire, takes the offerings to the deity in a purified form for the deity to use in blessing those present. So purified form means it's the prana from the offering. When the five ingredients described above, and we only read the fifth one, are all present in a puja, that ceremony is definitely going to be a powerful event in which significant blessings come forth from the inner worlds. In a medium-length puja, this blessing from the deity takes place during the final arati. In a more elaborate one, blessings also pour forth when the curtain is opened to reveal the newly dressed deity. It is at these moments that the deity and his helpers, or devas, reflect back all the prana they have received into the aura of each devotee, purifying it of subconscious congestions. Devotees so blessed leave the temple feeling uplifted and relieved of burdensome mental conditions. Some become motivated to live more peaceful lives, have greater harmony in the home, and more tolerance in the community. Some will be inspired to bring forth and perpetuate traditional Hindu culture in the form of sacred music, art, and dance. And back to the text. You can also flood your aura with rays of white and violet light, just like the deities and devas do. If you're in a bad mood because of having just become angry with someone because you were jealous of him, there is a remedy that you can perform for yourself. Your aura is now brownish with murky, dirty green, possibly accented with black and red sparks. To counteract this heaviness, just add white. Visualize white light flooding out from the center of your spine into and through your aura. Visualize violet rays flooding into your new white aura, invigorating and cutting through the darkness. When you go as pure awareness right into the center of your spine and flood white mind substance out into your aura, the white mixes with the black and gray appears in your aura. Immediately you experience fear. Don't worry. But this emotion soon passes as more white enters the aura. The gray soon disappears. As still more white enters the aura, the flaming red of anger turns to the pink shades of tolerance and compassion. The dark browns and the murky dark green of jealousy turn to the emerald green of confidence and humility. A feeling of peace and contentment comes as the new colors react back on the emotions. All this and more happens to you from within you because you deliberately moved your individual awareness deep into the center of your spine and flooded white rays of light out through your aura. It takes but a little effort on your part, a little concentration, persistence and faith in your ability to change your own mood by a positive effort of will. You too can do as the devas do. Try it today. Then we have my commentary. Gurudeva used the phrase, when you go as pure awareness. This conveys an important perspective, which is that awareness is something you are, rather than something you possess, such as a physical body. Something you are. For example, you wouldn't say, my awareness is visualizing white light radiating from the spine. Rather, you would say, I, as awareness, am visualizing white light radiating from the spine. So you are always the awareness. It's not something that you possess, like a physical body. Back to the text. You have no doubt experienced difficulty in getting up in the morning. What is the remedy for this? What color would you flood your aura with to invigorate your physical body in the early morning? Flood your aura with red, of course. A nice bright red. Doesn't take much effort to visualize the color red. You will know that you have succeeded when all of a sudden your physical vitality awakens and you feel invigorated and ready to jump up for a wonderful day. All of us at one time or another experience mental laziness. What is the remedy? Simply flood your aura with yellow by visualizing yellow light all around you, and soon you will be drawn into the thinking area of the mind and be able to progressively pursue your studies. Visualizing orange strengthens your intellectual aggressiveness because red is added to the yellow. So if you want to become intellectually aggressive, a quality needed to succeed in the business world, after you have succeeded in flooding your aura with yellow light, then flood your aura with orange light and experience the change for yourself. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.